Newly elected Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani says infiltration of militants into Jammu and Kashmir has declined but not stopped. Deputy Prime Minister LK Advani in an interview to ANI today said that more time was needed to determine whether Kashmiri incursions stopped completely. But he however said infiltration of militants from Pakistan into Jammu and Kashmir has declined.
Infiltration from Pakistan, I can only say that a judgment on this issue can be done only after a period of time has elapsed. As it is, judging only by the infiltrators who are seen or who are caught or where there is a clash, one can say that there is a slight decline, but infiltration has not stopped as is claimed.
Speaking about elections in Jammu and Kashmir to be held in October this year, he said that the government wants to hold a free and fair elections to enhance the legitimacy of the state assembly.
We are keenly looking forward to elections being held in Jammu and Kashmir in a perfectly fair and free manner, and we hope that large sections of the population, even those who may not agree with the government of India or with the Jammu and Kashmir government's point of view, would participate in the elections so that the new assembly that comes up after the October elections is a perfectly representative assembly.
Advani also rejected a demand by the state government to give more autonomy to the province.
So what? The Election Commission would ensure that the elections are free and fair. And in fact, one reason why we have not agreed to the government of Jammu Kashmir's point of view that the pre-1953 position should be restored. One reason is that the people of Jammu and Kashmir secured a great advantage after 1953 when they came under the purview of the Election Commission, whose reputation in India has been very high. After all, we have had elections in India for the last 55 years. And the world over, the honesty and uprightness of the election process in India is acknowledged.
All parties to this conference has, however, said that it would not participate in the elections and launched an anti-election campaign. Poonam Dagar, ANI.